Sunday night, or Le Alas Iyar, Beis Rishodesh Iyar. When we daven, so sometimes so we should pay attention. I'm not sure what most. I suspect most of them say Lekel Baruch Nimos Yitenu Lemelech Kel Chai V'Kayon. I'm glad they're looking at a siddur which has, as many do, Lekel Baruch Nimos Yitenu Lamelech Kel Chai V'Kayon. So what's the difference? The Lekel and Lamelech to Lekel and Lemelech is like without a definite article. So if it would say HaBoruch, could say, because that's how it goes. When you have a noun and an adjective, so they both in an article, like you would say HaIsh HaGadol, and you would say Ish Gadol or HaIsh HaGadol. You wouldn't say HaIsh Gadol or Ish HaGadol. So if it would say Lokel HaBoruch to Hashem, who is Baruch, the Baruch One, so you could say Lokel. Or you would say La Melech Hakel Chayvukayam, but it doesn't say that. So the correct nusach would be Lekel Baruch Limos Yitenu La Melech Kel Chayvukayam. So what? So but there are so many nuschos that have the definite article. You know, Lekel is a definite article there, and La Melech is. So the Mefarshim say it refers back to maybe Eshem Hokel Hamelech Hagadol Hagibor Vanarokadoshu, or maybe back to Hamelech Hamromom Levado Meyoz, or Kael Baruch Gadol Deyo. So there was already a reference to Kael and Melech in this bracha. So that's where this nusach. So it's referring to that Kael and that Melech, the previously mentioned one. So you could say Lokel and La Melech, and that would be the pshat in that nusach. So each person should, I guess, daven what he's used to or what the siddur says. If you ask me what I say, I don't answer personal questions. Okay. Chavis Halvavis, we're in the middle of the pituyim of the Yetzer Hara, and we're in the middle of a particular one. So we're going to continue for Od. He's talking about someone who's condescending to others, feels he's on a higher madrega of Frumkeit, of Yiddishkeit, of whatever. So we went through the whole thing about Nigla and Nister, and how do you know, and you don't even know, and his Nister is better than my Nister, and his Nigla is worse than my Nister, so I'm Nigla and he's Nister, so Nister wins over Nigla. Kaponim v'ot. Another point to combat the Yetzer of condescendingness is again, a person's talking to himself. He's being introspective. He's battling the Yetzer Hara that tells him that he's superior to others. If what I'm busy with is looking for others, people's flaws, if I do that, because that's what the condescending person would be doing, he would always be looking for other people's mumim. But if I do that, again, this is a way to fight the authority, saying, to focus on other people's mumim, I will ignore and overlook my own chesreinus, my own mumim. That's much more relevant to me than the other person's mumim. The other person's mumim is not mumim, meaning his spiritual flaws. Not really negay on me, but my mumim are very negay on me. So, like, why would I do something that would focus my mind on the wrong thing? It focuses my mind on other people's mumim when I should be looking at mine. I have to take care of my own. You know, let's say a doctor is sick. He has to take care of himself first. Madvehu, his illness takes up his time. He can't concern himself with other people's illness. He first has to take care of himself. Rufua Satsmo comes first. Merufua Zulaso. So that's a second taina. The first taina was the Arichos that we spent so much time on. And the second taina is that if I focus on that, I'll be ignoring what's much more relevant and much more relevant, which is relevant, which is me. Ozi shavar hayetzer, then this yetzer, if you come back with these strong tainas, ozi shavar hayetzer, v'yinogei fufanecha. Okay, we'll stop here.